Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working right now directly on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and our bulk mail haulers, Felix and company, running from the bulk mail centers to the post offices. Don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there and check it out. All right, joining us from founderscode.com. Yep, founderscode.com. Denise Simon, and good morning again to you.
Good morning.
Now, the U.S. has sounded the alarm about indications of Putin's army entering the next phase of the war as missiles rain down onto a civilian train station, killing at least 50, several hundred wounded, dozens, they say, are missing, and many children were amongst the dead. And very ominously, the missile had on it in Russian, "For the children."
This particular missile, of which they have fragments of, that they make these identifications, is known as a Toka. It has, interestingly enough, it's got a couple of variations to it, but Russia has sold that exact same missile to the Yemeni government. That's what the Houthis are using. Russia used it in the Second Chechen War. It used it in the war in South Ossetia in 2008. Been used in the Donetsk region. And most of all, it was used very often in Syria during the whole Aleppo thing. So, this one, since they have the fragments, they are able to make that identification. Now, as far as what the next step is, it looks and appears to be that Putin's operation, since they retreated essentially, or at least we're told they retreated from outside Kyiv back into Belarus,
right,
which is the reason there are some sanctions on Belarus, and in my world, not nearly enough, but there's going to be a bigger concentration still on the southeastern part of Ukraine. And the U.S. finally admitted yesterday, I think, that they were, in fact, giving intelligence to the Ukraine military. What kind of intelligence, we don't know, but it would certainly stand to reason that the United States was giving communications, because, I mean, we have the ability to pick up telephone traffic. We obviously now know that Germany was picking up telephone traffic.
Yep.
They're giving them geospatial information, you know, in certain targets, you know, whatever that they can necessarily use. And I think the United States, interestingly enough, when Matt Gaetz was cross-examining, if you will, the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, Lloyd Austin came very defensive and said, how do you think that Ukraine is winning so far? It's because of us, which I thought was a cheap shot. He was taking the credit for the successes that the Ukraine military has had. But anyway, that's where we are with all things on the train station.
Now, there's been some game-changing weapons beginning to flow to the Ukraine after the emergency meeting of NATO, and this is some big-time stuff that may turn the tide for the Ukraine.
I'm not convinced that that's accurate. I know that we're sending some pretty good stuff, but I think that we're slow-walking it. You know, Biden says the stuff is being delivered as we speak. Well, it's not. They have stepped up and said to these NATO members, you guys need to start sending some stuff. And I'm not sure what it is and how it's getting there, and when it's getting there. So, I mean, it all sounds good on paper, but, you know, what is actually happening on the ground, it is what really concerns me. I do think one country, Slovakia, I think it was.
Yeah, gave them
was sending the S-300s.
Yeah, now there's a rumor that got delivered, but it's a rumor.
Yeah, well, that's my thought. Now, I think that Ukraine has 3 S-300s on the ground now.
That sounds right.
I do not know if that's the accurate number, but I heard that yesterday. I kind of take everything with a grain of salt until, you know, I hear more than 1 or 2 people validate it.
All right, hold that thought. We're going to take a break, come right back. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the other weapons that supposedly are en route as we speak. And this is significant. Wait till you hear this. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, I will. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com. is brought to you by our friends at Geico. Now, Geico, spelled G-E-I-C-O, has been saving people money for 85 years, and they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers. Now, your local Geico office or the Geico.com website can help you find coverage for almost everything you own. Now, you can get right off the website and get information for what it would cost to insure your car or your truck or your motorcycle or ATV or boat or RV. But where you really save money, and I mean really save money, is when you bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance with your automobile policy. That will save you a bunch of money. So, check them out online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. You can find out who your agent is if you want to see your agent, or you can do it right there on the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. And I'm sure you're going to be very pleasantly surprised when you find out how much money you can save, because I sure was. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us, and good morning to you again.
Good morning.
Now, dozens of T-72 tanks are going to be coming by way of Poland, as we understand it, or even, get this, Chechnya was going to send them to the Ukraine. The SAM systems that we heard about, that one system is coming, which supposedly was already shipped, and the tanks were on a train, and the train is no longer where it is. So they figure that it's leaving today or has left yesterday or something along those lines. And then we've got these, we were talking about a Bushmasters, which is the Australian version of the MRAP that are going. Australia's shipping 20 of them. That'll take a little longer to get there.
Yeah, I'm real. I mean, it's fine that these countries are all kind of donating all this stuff, and they're donating it only if the United States backstops their inventory.
Yep.
Yeah. So
which they
like
say they will.
300.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got it completely wrong on the S-300s. By the way, I'm sitting here looking, trying to correct my own mistake here. Ukraine has had at least 21 of their S-300s knocked out, but they have several, a couple of hundred left.
Mm-hmm.
So I told a big fib on that one. I need to correct that one.
Yeah, I knew they had a bunch. I didn't know they had that many.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting here. So this is the only way with the S-300s. It's the only way that Ukraine can close its own air. You know, it's an air defense. So they keep saying close the skies, and that's the only thing that they have that they can use to close their skies is the S-300. So they have several, a couple of hundred, and there's more coming. So
yeah. Well. I don't know what to make of the latest gaffe, lie, call it what you want, from our beloved president. But it turns out that he's got a problem now with likability. It's beyond people just don't believe him anymore. Now it's they don't like him. And he said this statement, and I'm just going to read the quote. I was in the foothills of the Himalayas with G, traveling with him. That's when I traveled 17,000 miles when I was vice president. I don't know that for a fact. Well, according to the Washington Post, that comment is a lie. They've already fact-checked him on it.
Well, it is why.
Does this guy tell?
Period.
Does he tell the truth about anything?
Well, he said this same lie before. He said that he had traveled the Himalayas presidency before. I personally, I can't imagine that President Xi would ever do something like that, much less do the whole thing is, I think the man's crossed over.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know where else to put it.
Yeah. Well, if you followed the saga of the supposed plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, then you've only been privy to a variety of twists and turns over the last year or so. We are now finding out some things to this that are just like this is coming out of a spy novel.
Yeah. This particular thing is really kind of remarkable here. That you know that jury on two of the fellows was a hung jury, so and then two of them they are acquitted. So you got these four cats, and that kind of tells you that there's the government, whatever it is that they were doing. Thought that they could present a case. You know, you don't go to court unless you think you have a slam dunk case. And, they didn't have a slam dunk case. They couldn't convince a jury. So, there's some bigger questions here. What got left out and what was the FBI really doing? Who were they hiring? And we know that there was some little funny business that were going on with this whole Whitmer case. So I think it was a failed plot that they tried to ride all the way out to the end. And I would argue, you know, you had a failed plot with all things Russiagate. So if you continue to put your destiny and your safety into government, federal government, you're a fool. I don't know how else to put it.
Well, certainly the FBI's credibility has received another massive blow, if there's any left.
Well, it should. I mean, I think there's a lot of good guys in the rank and file that are doing some pretty good work. Mm-hmm. I mean, I get the emails every day about this case and that case, but, you know, we've got big cases here. You know, it's like these two cats that were arrested in Washington, D.C.
Right.
You know, kind of infiltrating law enforcement, all things law enforcement, DHS and the Secret Service and whatnot.
Yep.
But the only way that this case was solved is because there was a complaint by a postman that went to his boss and said, you know, that I don't know what the attack was or if it was verbal or whatever, but this thing came from a post office.
Yep.
So, you know, if you got one guy that looks like he may have an Iranian passport, another one that looks like he's got Pakistan typed on or stamped on his passport, and they've been here since at least 2020, you know, what kind of a passport or visa do we give these guys?
Yeah.
You know, we don't know all the details on that. I read the criminal complaint on these two guys.
Uh-huh.
And I can tell you there's a lot that's left out, especially the money side.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have to look at Secret Service. You've got at least four guys in the Secret Service that were stupid enough to buy into all of this. So,
it sounds to me like they were trying to get access to the White House.
Well, it kind of at this point doesn't matter. What we've got here is a problem with the Secret Service. The Secret Service is supposed to be one of the most highly regarded law enforcement because of what they do protect.
Right.
And obviously, you got these four cats in the Secret Service that didn't.
Yeah.
But, you know, let's go back several years. Do you remember that whole thing when the Secret Service did the advance trip down to Mexico and when
Obama
was going down there and they found all the Secret Service in these hotel rooms with these hookers and
Well, the hookers, yep. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's nice work if you can get it, I guess. All right, I hear the music coming from my ear. To be continued. To be continued Monday. It'll be very interesting to see what the Talking Head shows talk about tomorrow.
I guess.
All right.
Standard.
You have a good day and enjoy the weather. It's going to get a little cool. And I'll talk to you on Monday.
Yep.
All right. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there. Check out all the articles she writes and then sign up to receive them. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal jury found two men not guilty in the trial of four men accused of conspiring to kidnap Michigan Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer and deadlocked on all counts against two other men, leaving prosecutors with no conviction following the trial. Christopher Gibbons, one of the men representing Adam Fox, one of the men the jury is deadlocked on, says the verdict speaks for itself.
I think that the trial here has demonstrated that there's some serious shortcomings in the case. Obviously, with acquittals occurring with Mr. Caserta and Mr. Harris, says a lot about what's going on in the case and the proofs.
Will Smith is reacting to being banned by the Academy for a decade. In a brief statement, the actor saying, "I accept and respect the Academy's decision." The ban means Smith can't attend any Academy events. USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy, it is. And the Captain's America Third Watch, sponsored by the National Aviation Academy. The National Aviation Academy can be found online by going to the website NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. And keep in mind that they also have two campuses to serve you. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy is where you can learn how to become an aviation maintenance technician trained in 14 months. Unless you take the shortcut because you were in the military and you're just getting out and you've actually been working on aircraft. Then they have a shortened program where you can get your certification and you'll be out and about in about 4 months. So there you go. You get your certification for the FAA, which, by the way, if you want to challenge the test, you can do that. If you think that you can pass the FAA test. But I would strongly recommend you take the schooling first and then go from there. You may not know what you think you do. But what you do is you take the tour of one of their campuses. Now, they have a campus in Clearwater, Florida, which is right down here where I'm at. I'm in Tampa Bay over on the east side. They're in Clearwater on the west side. They also have a campus in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside Boston. Now, what you do is you call them up at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour at one of their campuses. You'll be able to talk to students. You'll be able to talk to some teachers. And you'll be able to talk to the money people that handle the student loan. And again, the only thing different between a civilian student loan and the GI Bill that you fall under is the paperwork. And for you veterans that don't know what you've got in terms of your GI Bill, if you haven't used it, you've got all the benefits remaining, especially post 9/11 if you haven't used it. So there you go. So 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080, website NAA.edu. Now, on Thursday of this week, NATO held an emergency meeting about Russia's increasingly horrific and atrocity-filled invasion of Ukraine. However, unlike most NATO meetings, this one was totally different, because it actually presented and produced some significant results. For starters, the attendees were not only NATO nations. There were also observers present from the European Union, Sweden, Finland, Georgia, Japan, South Korea, Australia, New Zealand, and the Ukraine. And if Putin was afraid of being surrounded before, he should take a quick look at his map on how it would look with these countries if they all came into NATO. Russia would definitely be shaking in their boots, and they probably are when they saw all this. Now, as if to validate the stereotype of the Germans being either at your throat or at your heel, the German foreign minister showed he was definitely at Putin's heel by leaving early. Now, the main issue on the table was weaponry. Quantity, quality, and purpose were all concerns. To date, the weaponry supplied to Ukraine has been mostly defensive, and the defensive weaponry has been careful not to tip the balance of power. At best, Ukraine could achieve a Russian withdrawal to the February 23rd lines in most of the country while going to a 1916-style stalemate in Donbass. Now, that would give up an extensive amount of territory and reward Putin's land grab strategy. Of course, it'd be reminiscent of the Star Trek episode that was called A Private Little War, for those of you that follow Star Trek. Now, the Ukraine foreign minister, Dmytro Kuleba, made a plea at the NATO Foreign Ministers Summit for allies to continue to provide weapons ahead of the Battle of Donbas, which is coming. He said, and I quote, "My agenda is very simple. It only has three items on it. Weapons, weapons, weapons." I get it. Now, the Ukraine foreign minister also was quoted as saying, "I think the deal that Ukraine is offering is fair. You give us weapons, we sacrifice our lives, and the war is contained in Ukraine. That's it." Very true. Now, even as the meeting took place, individual NATO countries, particularly those from the old Warsaw Pact, started to act, leaving the tired German-dominated NATO hierarchy to follow. Now, listen to this. Dozens of T-72 tanks Chechnya is sending to the Ukraine. And in doing so, Chechnya became the first country to provide Ukraine with tanks. Tanks and SAM systems will be crucial in the coming battle for the Donbas, as the terrain there is wide open. Now, ex-Soviet heavy armored Spotted was being moved out of storage and onto trains today in Chechnya. And this was yesterday, by the way. This may be some of the equipment that the Chechenian government has received approval from Germany to send to Ukraine, specifically the BMP-1s and the T-72 MBT tanks, which were being seen brought out of storage and being loaded onto a train. Now, by the way, I will also add to the mix that train later in the day was no longer sitting where it was sitting. Australia has also committed to sending at least 20 of their version of the MRAP, called the Bushmaster, to the Ukraine. Now, that's not an offensive weapon, but it's certainly, you can do a lot of things in there because it's not exactly bomb-proof, but it's close enough. And, of course, we talked about Slovakia transferring its S-300 surface-to-air missile system to the Ukraine. So things are breaking very quickly there, and we'll see what happens next. The jury is out. Speaking of the jury, I've got one of the members on the telephone line. It's Eric in East Tennessee. What's going on?
Hey, good morning, sir. Thanks for taking my call. Interesting show.
Oh, very interesting.
Yeah.
I got so much stuff in front of me. It would blow your mind.
Yeah, exactly. It's almost overwhelming to a certain extent. Sometimes you got to put it down.
It is.
I appreciate the taking my call. Here's the thing, in my opinion. So you got the Ukrainian government going around the world globally. Certain countries are pushing, hey, you should look at this peace deal. Maybe you should do this. Maybe you should do that. Every single one of them, to include the Australian, the Ukrainian envoy to Australia. Australia's putting forth, hey, maybe you need to do this, that, and the other. No, no, no. Everything's weapons, 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 weapons. Okay. So that's number one. Number two. These weapons that are being sent are former Soviet and Russian made and or era.
Yes, they are.
Systems. Okay, right. So I know this for a fact, when you're doing weapons development, whether it's small arms or, you know, small munitions in the United States, you're testing weapons, you're going to see and know every weak point when you're the manufacturer or country of origin to defeat these weapon systems. You know the weapon system inside and out. So sending these Russian-made and or Soviet-era weapon systems, it's only going to prolong any issue, because the Russian Federation, any military man would tell you, in my opinion, would say, this is how you defeat these weapon systems. This is the weak structural point on the tank. You hit the tank here, this is what's going to happen. Here's the heat signature. Here's the sound recognition signature of these munitions. And
okay, let me stop for a second and interject something, and here's why. You're going to run out of time.
Right.
The Soviets have been unable to hit the broadside of a barn with most of their jets. Something is wrong here.
You're sending in inexperienced troops and gaining experience.
All right. Well, Eric, I want to thank you very much. I've run out of time, but I appreciate your comments, and maybe next time you'll have a little bit more time.
Right,
thank you. Okay, that's Eric, East Tennessee. But think about this. So far, the Russians have not been able to hit the broadside of a barn. And again, it's the inexperience of the people that they're sending. Eric is right. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
the band of the night, Blackberry Smoke. That's 6 weeks to Sunday. And I'll tell you what, we're doing a bonus Truckers Highway and Bible Report tonight because we do have some conditions out there. And you guys and gals going west, especially going out into the northwest, whether you're going up into Washington State or Oregon or Idaho, you need to know what you're headed towards. There's another storm system coming in. And by the way, if you're headed out in I-80 West over towards Reno or over the top Sacramento or San Francisco or Redding, and you're going I-80, you're going to need to know that by the time you get from there to here, or from here to there, rather, you're probably going to be in a snowstorm. Another major snowstorm is developing and coming along the coast, starting to get very close to Northern California, and it's going to come right across I-80. Now, I can tell you right now, tonight up in Washington State, from Snoqualmie all the way down to Mount Hood, straight south, straight north, you've got snow. And it's cold enough to where the snow is going to be around a while, make things just a little bit miserable. Now, coming down Cabbage, about halfway down towards Pendleton, you're going to run into some snow there tonight. So be advised of that. Now, no change required that I can see or know of, but just the fact that it's there. There's also some unsettled weather conditions up on 4th of July in Montana, which means that that snow could develop up there anytime during the course of this conversation or later in the day. Now, in the mountains of Arizona, north of Flagstaff, there's some unsettled weather conditions there. You could be seeing some white powder up that way. And the big problem tonight is the cold temperatures in the Midwest. Now, I have never seen all of Missouri under a hard freeze warning. And it is right now. From the Iowa line all the way down to Arkansas, all the way over into Illinois, Springfield, Illinois, south, all the way over to Indiana, where you've got a frost warning, the southern part of Indiana, across I-70, and then I-64, it's across Indiana, and down in Kentucky, you've got a frost warning there, right in the central part of the state. You've got a hard freeze watch and a frost warning across most of Tennessee, the northern part of, northern part of Mississippi, north of Atlantic, going up I-85, up the I-85 pathway to Charlotte, North Carolina, across the Piedmont as well. So keep all that in mind. Now, the other thing is we've got some unsettled weather conditions in the south today, so we'll have to see where all that goes. And it's just going to be one of those weekends where keep your eyes and ears on the weather. There's going to be some severe thunderstorms where this cold comes across and meets with the warm. I don't need to tell you what that means. So some parts of the southeast, you might see some really violent weather than even in the middle Atlantic states. But that's what we got, and that's your bonus weather for all the truckers out there. This one here is brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan, because Moss Nissan is a place that you really need to check out if you want to save some money on your vehicles and be taken care of like a human being instead of a number and a machine. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. The website is mossnissan.com. They've got locations in Crystal River, the flagship store in Newport Richey, Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue here in Tampa. And we've also got a brand-new Nissan dealership that'll be open in about a month or so in Brooksville, west of the Veterans Expressway on State Route 50. Looking forward to going up there and seeing that one. And don't forget, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active-duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get special deals granted to you because of your service. Clean trade-ins? Oh, man, let me tell you. Your car could be worth as much as almost 40% more than what you think it is if it's in good condition. This is definitely a great market to have a certified pre-owned vehicle in good condition. I had a guy walk up to me and offer me $12,000 for my car the other day. I says, nope, not interested. And he goes, well, that's more than what you paid for it, probably. And I said, well, close, but no, I'm not selling my car, sorry, because I've put a lot of time and maintenance into it, and I like what I got. So there you go. All right, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Let's go to the telephone line now. We got our pal Elliot up there in Wesley Chapel. What's going on, sir?
Yes, good morning, Captain. Look, I'm not going to hold you up too much. I want to share this with the American people. Captain, to help Republicans and independents voters to more understand President Joe Biden's open borders, open society plan, those who disagree becomes last. Now the media, gays and wokers, union peddlers are placed first. Illegal crossing the border becomes second, and the American citizens become a third-rated citizen. This is a leftist plan to destroy all documents related to the original founders of this country. I can assure you, America, in the spirit world, everyone who had a hand in shaping this country, their spirits are all over the White House, watching Joe Biden every move. I could be wrong, but my inner gut tells me the reason Joe and Jill prefer to spend this, their weekends in Delaware, it's mainly because of paranormal activity occurring in the face of Joe Biden and Jill Biden. The founders hate what you stand for. As vanguards of this country, the founders are watching everyone who says they love this country but lacks the will to do a damn thing about it. America, we fight because we love this country. Nothing more, nothing less. God bless America. Thanks, Captain.
Amen. Amen. I gotcha. I gotcha on that one. That's really good, Elliot. That's, you know, Elliot sometimes takes a little bit of time to put his thoughts together, and he really does a great job. Okay, listen, I want to remind you, okay, 20s in central Nebraska, according to Al. Okay, Al, thanks. I want to remind everybody next weekend, April the 16th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Sarasota County Fairgrounds, Robarts Arena parking lot, going to have a big, big, big time freedom rally for our rights, Minnesota number 3. That's going to be a big time gun rally for the Second Amendment rights and our First Amendment right to speak freely. And we're going to be there. We're going to have a big crowd, and you are invited wherever you're at. If you want to take a little drive down from Atlanta, come down here and see how we do things Florida style. Have at it. We'd love to see you. Alabama, anywhere within driving reach, come on down. I'll be the master of ceremonies for this. We're going to have some political candidates as well as elected officials talking. Some of my good friends from many years ago that I've known for years are going to be there. We'll have the number 2 man in the Republican Party in Florida will be there, Christian Ziegler. And he's always a lot of fun when he gets up there and starts going. Let me tell you, there's a guy there that can pick him up and put him down. All right, well, listen, folks, I got to run. It's the weekend. I'm not really doing anything today except getting together with our news director, Roger Showman, for lunch. And you know where he eats lunch if you know Roger Showman. So that's where I'll be. Y'all have yourself a great day. God bless America. And remember, this show is all about we the people. They work for us. We don't work for them. And we're coming back in November.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.